Moneyball, The Art of Winning an Unfair Game, Audio Summary. Author, Michael Lewis, published 2003. Dubon Rating 8.2, New York Times Bestseller. Core Proposition, How do you beat the richest opponent in an arena of extreme resource inequality? The answer, don't compete under their rules, redefine the game itself. This book tells the story of Billy Beane, general manager of the Oakland Athletics, who used data analytics to overthrow a century of baseball tradition and built a championship team with one-tenth the budget. Key Insight 1, Billy Beane's Awakening, From Failure to Revolutionary. Billy Beane was once the most hyped baseball prospect in America. Scouts called him a once-in-a-generation talent. But his major league career was a disaster, he hit poorly and retired in obscurity. This experience taught Beane a profound lesson: scouts' judgments are fundamentally unreliable. After becoming general manager of the Oakland Athletics, Beane faced a seemingly impossible problem. The team's payroll was only $28 million, while the New York Yankees exceeded $120 million. After the 2001 season, three core players were poached by wealthier teams. Beane had to rebuild with extremely limited resources. Through his assistant Paul DePodesta, Beane discovered sabermetrics, a revolutionary method of evaluating players through statistics. This completely transformed his approach to baseball. Key Insight 2, On-base percentage matters more than batting average. The traditional baseball world valued batting average above all else. Scouts loved players who could hit spectacular line drives. But sabermetrics pioneer Bill James proved a counterintuitive conclusion: the core metric that determines team scoring is not batting average, but on-base percentage. The logic is simple: baseball is fundamentally about how many times you can reach base, not how many spectacular hits you can produce. Every time a player reaches base, whether through a hit, a walk, or being hit by a pitch, it increases the probability of scoring a run. Players who hit impressive home runs but strike out frequently are systematically overvalued. Beane discovered numerous undervalued players. Scott Hatteberg, for example, was a soft-bodied player who didn't look like an athlete but had extraordinary plate discipline and an elite on-base percentage. Traditional scouts dismissed him entirely, but Beane signed him for a bargain salary. Key Insight 3, Market Inefficiency, Why Smart Money Makes Mistakes. Lewis poses a profound question: why did the wealthiest teams in baseball collectively make such elementary judgment errors? The answer, bias is more dangerous than ignorance. The baseball world had an expert system that had persisted for a century. Scouts evaluated players based on body type, appearance, running form, and even baseball bloodline. This system's fatal flaw, its evaluation criteria were riddled with cognitive biases. Scouts preferred tall, muscular players because they looked like baseball players. They favored players who showed hustle because that quality was easy to perceive. They rejected statistically excellent but physically unimpressive players because they didn't fit the athlete image. These biases caused large numbers of high-value players to be systematically undervalued, while low-value players were systematically overvalued. Beane's success came precisely from looking only at data, not appearance. While other teams spent tens of millions on players who looked great, Beane found equally good or better players for a fraction of the cost. Key Insight 4, Fierce Resistance from the Establishment. Beane's revolution threatened the entire baseball establishment. Scouts felt their profession was being negated. Other general managers mocked his methods. Even the Athletics' own coaches and players resisted data analytics; they were accustomed to playing by instinct. The most dramatic conflict occurred between Beane and veteran manager Art Howe. Howe insisted on traditional playing styles and refused to implement Beane's high on-base percentage tactics. Beane had to trade away non-compliant players and even threatened to fire the manager. This story reveals a universal pattern: any innovation that disrupts tradition will face fierce resistance from incumbents. And innovators need not just better methods, but also the courage and authority to drive change. Key Insight 5, The 2002 Season, A Miracle Is Born. In 2002, the Athletics achieved the longest 20-game winning streak in American League history with the lowest payroll in baseball. They finished the regular season with a 103-59 record, tied for the best in baseball with the Yankees. This result sent shockwaves through the baseball world. How could a team with one-third the Yankees' payroll achieve the same record? The answer was simple: Beane spent money more intelligently, not by spending more money. However, the Athletics lost to the Yankees again in the playoffs. This ending revealed the limitations of the Moneyball approach. Data analytics can create stable advantages over a long regular season, but in short playoff series, the weight of luck and randomness increases dramatically. Even so, Bean's methods proved that resource inequality does not equal outcome inequality. Practical implications. For business leaders, the core lesson of Moneyball is that under resource disadvantage, don't try to compete under your opponent's rules, find a value dimension your opponent ignores. When everyone evaluates talent using the same criteria, switching to a different standard lets you pick up treasures others throw away. For investors, market inefficiency is real. Human cognitive biases systematically cause certain assets to be overvalued and others to be undervalued. The key is to find where biases are most severe and position yourself on the correct side. For personal career development, don't be fooled by looks like. The truly valuable skills are often not the most visible. The abilities ignored by the mainstream may be your greatest competitive advantage. Conclusion. Moneyball is not just a book about baseball, it is a philosophy about finding asymmetric advantages in an environment of extreme resource inequality. Lewis uses his brilliant narrative to make a dry topic about statistics absolutely thrilling. The most moving part of this book is that Bean was not a genius. He was simply someone willing to admit I don't know, and then find the people and methods who actually did. Full text ends here. This summary is optimized for audio narration.